we present Something Strange, a play for radio by Kingsley Amis.
Degrees 8 minutes 4.372 seconds.
I'll get the last set of figures.
Right.
Good. A axis 11.351 seconds. B axis 0.083. Thanks, Bruno. C axis. Yes, the rate of deceleration is definitely increasing more sharply. Look at this.
There's just got to be an outer planet. Nothing else for it.
Must be quite a way out from the center, or we'd have picked it up already.
So, it must be pretty hefty to cause a perturbation on this scale.
Yes. Perhaps off the plane of the ecliptic. We'll have a look for it tomorrow.
Clovis?
Yeah?
Clovis, how far away is the sun of that system?
Well, let's see. Philoctetes. Oh, 307 light years plus. What about it?
I wonder if you realize that roughly beyond Philoctetes and a few dozen times as far away, there's our sun, the sun of Earth.
What about it?
Do you mind switching that damn thing off? I can't think while it's burbling away like that. Well, I wish Earth was a little nearer, that's all. And perhaps this setup of ours wouldn't seem so permanent.
What would be the point of that?
The point of it? I suppose you like the idea of living indefinitely in a steel sphere 34.5 meters in diameter. You wouldn't believe how I hate those figures. And spending your time charting stars and planetary systems and whatnot day after day after day. A day on Earth, you know, Clovis, isn't just 24 hours ticking away on a chronometer. It's a complete...
Yes, yes, I know. It's the unfolding of a perpetual miracle that begins with the first faint, tender flush of dawn in the east and goes on to the full glory of the sunrise with all its...
All right, I'm sorry. It's only that I wish we could look forward to being relieved someday.
Space has never said a word about our relief, if you remember.
And with 500,000 other stations like this one to starve, it'll probably be a long time before they get round to us. Yes, I remember, of course.
You need a drink, Bruno.
Let's go and get one. It's nearly lunchtime anyway. What's the matter?
Can you hear something?
Here we go again. I'll see to the recorder. Better call the women, don't you think?
Attention, attention. Strange happening. Assemble in main lounge. Assemble in main lounge. Bruno, you go down and join them. See if you can see anything out of the observation ports.
You watch the radar.
Right.
Hello, Mari. Anything to see?
Not from here, anyway.
Nor from here. Where's Leah, Doctor?
Well, she's just on her way from the kitchen.
Oh, here she is. Leah, have a look out of there, will you?
Yes, Bruno. There's nothing out of the ordinary yet. Just the stars.
Mari, get hold of Clovis, please, and ask him if he's got anything on the radar.
Hello? Clovis? Nothing to see from here. What have you got?
Hello, Mari. Nothing up here either. Nothing at all.
Well, That was most interesting.
Still nothing to see?
Nothing.
Same here. We've got the whole thing on tape anyway. I'll come down.
What did it sound like to you, Leah?
The crying of wild beasts, wild animals.
Yes, I think I agree with that.
Hello, Myrie.
Hello, Clovis.
Are the drinks ready?
Yes, I'll go and get them.
Well, what do you think? What do you make of it?
Make of it?
Hmm?
Oh, just one more of the strange happenings. That's what I make of it. I'll be making a full report to base as usual when I get through to them this afternoon, and that'll be that as far as I'm concerned. Thank you, Myrie.
Not as far as I'm concerned, though. I want to discuss it and see if we can learn anything from it. So does Myrie, don't you, Myrie?
I do think perhaps it's time we made another attempt to find some sort of pattern.
Oh, give it a rest, can't you? Let Bayes handle it. They've got much more information than we can hope to have. They've got all the reports of similar happenings from the other stations. Finding patterns is Bayes' job, I should have thought.
We can make it ours, too. You agree, Leah?
Why not? We've plenty of time.
We certainly have.
Ah.
Well, you can stay out of this if you like, Clovis. Now, we start from the fact that what we see and hear need not be illusions, although they may be.
The wild beast noises must have been an illusion.
Not necessarily. Whatever produced them may have been invisible and throw no radar echo, but be real nonetheless.
Correct, Myrie. In any event, illusions or not, these happenings are being directed at us by an intelligence and for a purpose.
We don't know that. They may be natural phenomena, or the byproduct of some intelligent activity not directed at us.
Correct again. But let us reserve these less probable possibilities until later. Now, as a sample, consider the last week's strange happenings. I'll fetch the log so that there can be no dispute.
What's he up to, Myrie? Is he trying to have you, do you think?
Oh, I doubt it very much. He's bound to have realized that nobody else would want that. You just have me.
He just has me. I'm sure he's realized.
He likes thinking, that's all. He's good at it.
Mm.
It's a pity that so many of the things he thinks are
not pleasant.
Oh, yes. Something like that. Things you'd sooner not hear about.
He's good at that, all right. Aren't you, Bruno? Myrie was saying you're good at thinking.
Was she? How nice of her. I don't know. I try to be. I do what I can, that's all. Right, here we are. Monday. Don't you think it's wonderful the way we still go on giving the days names? Anyhow, within a few seconds, the sphere became totally encased in a thick, brownish, damp substance that tests revealed to be both impermeable and infinitely thick. No action by the staff suggested itself. After approximately 3 hours and 10 minutes, the substance disappeared. It's the infinitely thick part that's interesting. That must have been an illusion, or something would surely have happened to the stars and planets. A total or partial illusion, then. Agreed?
Go on.
Tuesday. Metallic object of size comparable to that of the sphere approaching on collision course at 500 kilometers per second. No countermeasures available. Object appeared instantaneously at an estimated 10 million kilometers and disappeared instantaneously at 1500 kilometers. What about that?
We've had ones like that before. Only this was the longest time it's taken to approach and the closest it's come before disappearing.
Hmm. Incomprehensible. Or illusion.
Yes, I think that's the best we can do at the moment. Wednesday. Oh, a very trivial one, not worth discussing. A being, apparently constructed entirely of human bones, approached the observation ports and made beckoning motions. Whoever's doing this must be running out of ideas.
Let's go and have lunch before Clovis eats it all.
There's a lot we don't understand. But I think the most puzzling thing of all is this. Assuming that these happenings are illusions, but are intended to be mistaken for realities? Why are some of them accompanied by sounds, or composed entirely of sounds, as just now, when sounds of all things cannot, in the airlessness of space, be anything but illusions?
I can't answer that.
Still at it, eh? Have you got anywhere?
We haven't found any sort of connecting thread.
And you won't find one. If you go on for 1,000 years, the whole thing's arbitrary. I'm convinced of it.
On the contrary, the very next happening might reveal an unmistakable pattern.
The obvious one to concentrate on is the approaching object. Why did it vanish before striking the sphere?
Well, it had to, if it was an illusion.
Not at all. Why couldn't we have had an illusion of the sphere being struck?
I don't know.
And suppose it wasn't an illusion after all, but a real object, a great ball of metal hitting the sphere at 500 kilometers a second.
Next time there's an object, perhaps it will strike.
Ah, that's a good one. What would happen if it did, I wonder? And it wasn't an illusion.
I presume the sphere would shatter. And we'd all be... I simply can't imagine what it would be like. Never to see one another again. Or anybody, or anything else. A mere lump, floating, in space forever, without sense, without...
It'd be worth something to be rid of your conversation.
I feel as if...
What's the matter, Bruno?
Excuse me. I must be by myself.
He looked strange.
Oh, I'll eat his tomatoes. They're very good, Leah. I congratulate you.
Thank you, but they're easy enough to raise. All you need is a chemical tank and a water tank, and anybody can operate them.
Ah, you need patience, too.
We all need that.
Myrie?
Yes?
I should like to come to your room this afternoon. Will that be convenient?
Yes, but you mustn't stay long. I promised Leah I'd help her clean out the garden room.
You needn't if you don't want to.
Oh, but I do want to. I enjoy it.
All right, then. I'll be along about 3 o'clock.
I'll expect you.
That was very good, Marie. You're a beautiful girl.
And you're a handsome man.
Thank you. You enjoyed it, didn't you?
Yes, very much.
I'm glad. Do you want me to go now?
If you don't mind, I have work to do.
Oh, yes, the garden room. Oh, I have some work, too. I must get on the sub-radio to base and send them my report. There's quite a lot of stuff to go out today.
You better not lose any time, then. We'll meet at cocktail hour.
If nothing happens in the meanwhile. Goodbye for now.
Bye, Clovis. Bruno, what is it?
I don't know what it is. Let me come in for a minute. I think I must be ill.
Ill? But you can't be. Only people on Earth get ill. Nobody on a station is ever ill. Base told us that. Illness is caused
by... I don't think I believe some of the things the base says.
But who can we believe if we don't believe base?
I had to come to you. Leah's no good for this. Please let me stay with you.
That's no use, Bruno. I thought you'd realize Clovis is the one who has me. It's not 10 minutes since
That's not what I mean. Where I need you is in thinking. Though that's connected with the other, the having. I don't know whether you'll see that. I've only just begun to see it myself.
Thinking? Thinking about what?
Listen to this. The strange happenings. If they are illusions, why are they always outside the sphere? Why are there never any inside?
Perhaps there are.
No, don't. I don't want that. I shouldn't like that. I want everything in here to be real. Are you real? I must believe you are.
Of course I'm real.
And it makes a difference, doesn't it? It's very important that you and I and everything is puny little steel skin. Why not?
Presumably it has its limitations. We don't know enough about it to understand why.
All right. Next point. Everything here is fully automated and self-repairing. The observational instruments, the artificial gravity unit, the air and water feedback, none of them ever go wrong. If the people who designed and built it all were as clever as that, why weren't they clever enough to get the astronomical data they're so interested in relayed to them mechanically, electronically? What are we needed for?
It's never occurred to me to...
Ah, you're feeling it too, are you?
I don't know what you mean.
I think you will in a minute. I'll go on. If relaying the astronomical data doesn't require the presence of human beings, what does?
I suppose the strange happenings?
Exactly. And the parts of those that aren't illusion, if any, could also be relayed electronically. That leaves us with the parts that are illusion. Base wants to know what we think we see and hear, and perhaps how we describe what we think we see and hear. Why?
I just can't.
You're feeling it now, all right, aren't you? Let me try to describe it. A surprise that goes on and on. Puzzlement. Symptoms of physical exertion or strain. And above all, a sort of discomfort, only in the mind. Like having a sharp object pressed against a tender part of your body, except that this is in your mind.
What are you talking about?
A difficulty of vocabulary.
Attention, strange happening. Assemble in the lounge at once. Strange happening. Something to see this time.
Come on.
Well, there they are. Appeared quite suddenly a minute or so ago, just after the noise began. What do you think?
Human, presumably. Rather humanoid. No teeth, I notice.
Yes, plus other minor anatomical differences.
What about the radar? Does it see them?
Oh, go and have a look, will you, Bruno? There'll probably be nothing, but we want to be sure. Now, Mary, how would you describe those cries?
Curiously high-pitched, aren't they? Expressing pain or anger.
I'd better get some of this down. Two small humanoid beings, apparent size 18 inches tall, toothless, almost hairless, rudimentary sexual characteristics, convulsive twitching movements. Bruno, the radar, we want to know if it sees them.
I don't like them.
Don't like them? Why not?
They remind me of something.
What?
I'm trying to think.
Have you any idea what they want?
No, I'm as much in the dark as you are. But it must be something very much out of the ordinary. It's the first time they've ever talked about making a special announcement.
1 minute to go.
Where's Bruno? I'd better go and... here he is.
Hello, everybody. All agog for the special announcement from base.
Aren't you, Bruno? This is just your sort of thing, isn't it?
My sort of thing?
Might help you make more deductions.
I'm sorry, I don't quite
see... What you were trying to explain to me yesterday afternoon. About puzzlement and surprise and so on. And why we're needed here.
Oh, that. I don't know what could have got into me. I expect I was tired or bored or something.
Oh, that's what it is, then. Have you done any more thinking today?
Well, that was a complete waste of time.
Surely not.
Yes, I agree with Clovis. Let base do all the thinking.
Oh?
15 seconds to go.
Is Is it coming through on the instantaneous?
Naturally. On straight radio, it would take about 50,000 years to get here.
Sorry. Of course.
Here it comes.
Base calling. Base calling. Here is a special announcement for station FE4519. FE4519. For some time, the maintenance of space stations has been uneconomic, and the decision has just been democratically reached to discontinue them altogether. In many cases, it has fortunately been found possible to arrange for the collection of station staffs. In others, those involving the journey to the remoter parts of the galaxy, a prohibitive expenditure of time and energy would be entailed. I am sorry to have to tell you that your own station is one of these. Accordingly, you will never be relieved. All of us here are confident that you will respond to this new situation with dignity and resource. Before we sever communication for the last time, I have one more point to make. It may prove unwelcome, but everybody here felt that those in your predicament deserve, in your own interests, to hear the whole truth. I must tell you then that contrary to your earlier information, we have received no reports from any other station whose content resembles in the slightest degree your accounts of the strange happenings you claim to have witnessed. The deception was considered necessary so that your morale might be maintained. But the time for deception is over. You are unique. And in the variety of mankind, that is no small distinction. Be proud of it. Goodbye forever.
What will it be like?
Call them up and tell them we...
We don't like the idea. You heard what he said. They've severed communication. There's nobody listening anymore.
Never to be relieved. Never. I can't imagine it.
I'm not going to try it.
Attention. Strange happening. Strange happening.
But look. These are inside, not outside anymore. Inside.
They're illusions.
They can't be. They're all over the place.
They must be. How does a swarm of terrestrial wasps cross hundreds of light years of space and penetrate a steel wall? Anyway, come on, let's try and get rid of them, shall we?
Why? What's the use of it if they're illusions?
If I can have an illusion that I'm seeing and hearing them, I can have an illusion that I'm killing them, can't I? Got you, you brute. That's one illusion less.
Mind you don't get stung.
How can I? They're illusions, aren't they?
Perhaps it's impossible to...
What is it? I've been stung.
Oh, bad luck. There he is. Take that.
But that's unbelievable.
Let's say remarkable, anyway. An illusory physical process brought about on the actual person of one of us. They're improving. No, you don't.
Oof, unusually specific illusion, don't you think? I wonder how it can have been projected.
No point in wondering about that. How can we ever know?
How does that feel? Oh, of course, you're an illusion, aren't you?
And what use would the knowledge be to us if we did know?
Knowing the truth has its own value.
I don't understand you.
Oh, come on, Bruno. Lend me a hand with these things, will you? Whatever they are.
I might as well, I suppose.
That's about it, isn't it? Wasps, then the flies and the moths, and the daddy long legs and the flying beetles. Then the mice and rats. 8 rats we killed, wasn't it, Marley?
Yes. You've forgotten the cockroaches, though.
Ah, so I have. Cockroaches.
Why are you bothering to write all this down? Who'll ever get to see it, except the four of us?
Well, I know it does seem rather pointless. But then not writing it down seems rather pointless, too.
While you're about it, you might as well write down what I've just found out.
What's that, Leah?
There's no food anywhere in the sphere, not a scrap, and no water or drink of any kind. The garden room and the larder and all the tanks are quite empty.
Oh, another novelty. We'd better start looking for it.
I tell you, I've looked everywhere.
You can't have looked properly. It must be somewhere inside the sphere. It's just that we can't see it.
Or feel it.
What?
Remember my wasp sting?
You've got a point there, Myri. There's no question about that. And we shouldn't be able to smell it either, I suppose.
And food and drink you can't find is the same as no food and drink.
Very true. Even more of a novelty than I thought.
What are we going to do?
Do? Well, there's nothing we can do. We're quite helpless, you see. Oh, the stuff may reappear at any time, of course.
But what if it doesn't?
Then we don't eat or drink, do we? Attention. Strange happening.
Didn't you feel the floor shake? There it is again.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if there's anything to see.
Let's look. Yes. Yes, some of the stars seem to have gone out. And now there's a great patch of light there instead, in the shape of a rectangle. Anything on your side?
No.
Nothing here.
No. And there's something that looks like a man, but it can't be because it's much too big. You'd better come and look. There. See?
That's a flight of stairs.
It can't be.
Two more.
All roll up your sleeves.
You're an illusion.
No, I'm not. Roll up your sleeves, all of you.
Don't be hard on them, Alan. I have no idea what they've been through.
I'm not taking any chances. Not after that crowd in the trees. Keep them covered, James.
Yeah, all right.
Now, you four. Have you seen one of these before?
Yes.
You're all going to be given an injection which will make you feel better. Understand?
Yes.
Well, this lot don't seem to have had much done to him, do they? Apathetic, but otherwise normal. So far, anyway. All right, Douglas, do your stuff.
Now, this won't hurt.
Curious setup, isn't it, James? Looks like a spaceship or something. Oh, well, we'll work out the score later.
Right. Next.
Alan, there seems to be some sort of log over here.
Oh, bring it along. Hey, look at that. And a couple more over there. Moths on a spaceship? Seems crazy to me.
Say, these people are pretty listless, aren't they?
It's all right with me. Let's hope they stay like that.
Next, please.
You can roll your sleeves down when you've been injected. Feeling better now?
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. Acts quickly, doesn't it? You must come with us now.
You can be quite sure that nothing bad will happen to any of you.
This way. In here. And keep together.
Now listen, everybody. There's hot drinks coming up in a few minutes. Until then, just stay where you are.
All right, I'll go over it again. There are two sexes.
Two what?
Sexes. Men and women. Male and female. Two sexes.
Two what? Keep that door clear. How many times have I got to tell you?
Habitabamus in Villa Putra. Multis cum servis et omni cum lux retardi, et nunc... Cur nos induxisti in hanc habitationum sorgum?
The hospital's clear now, if any of your people need attention.
Parla italiano!
Divis Romanos, plagito ut ad senatum tuum.
Habla l'espagnol!
The enemy is still holding out.
Here, you have a go at him. Sort of Esperanto, as far as I can make out. Queer sort of get up, isn't it?
Well, we can't spare anyone from here. We've got our hands full with liberated personnel. You can see that for yourselves.
They should be able to launch 20 men immediately.
Major Bayless can get him from somewhere else. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm busy. Right, get over there, you lot, and sit down on that bed. Stop that infernal gibbering.
You'd all better make yourselves as comfortable as you can in this corner while we decide where to go.
I said sit down.
Don't bully them, Sergeant. They're much too interested.
Sorry, Mr. James, but they don't understand English.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. Show them how.
Yes, sir.
No, wouldn't that all right. It's far too dangerous. Look, the situation
sit down.
Is desperate.
Savvy? Commissar?
Doctors after all.
Oh, yeah, damn shower.
Let's try and get a bit of water going. Douglas, they'll be wanting you to deal with the people in the tank. They've been conditioned to believe that they're congenitally aquatic. You'd better give them a shot that will knock them out straight away. The tank's being drained now. Off you go. Now, you, James, you watch our four friends while I find out some more about them.
Right.
What about falling out for smoke,
those chaps from Psycho Group would turn up. They're just waking up.
Waking the water, haven't you heard?
Sergeant. You better get that lot right out of here. It's too much for the others to stand.
Where to, sir?
I don't mind, just out of here. And watch them.
Yeah, they've been given shots, sir.
Yes, but look at them. They're not human anymore. There's no use talking to them. They've been deprived of them, haven't they? That's how they got the way they are. I'll give you a hand.
May I talk to you?
Oh, of course. How are you feeling now?
All right. Where are we?
Well, I was ordered to tell you nothing. You're supposed to wait for the psychological team to get to you and treat you. Well, they're doing things much too fast as it is. They shouldn't have drained that tank. There's no knowing what they mean.
Please tell me where we are.
Oh, all right. This much can't hurt you, I suppose. You four and another 100 or so groups have been the subject of various experiments. This building is part of Special Welfare Research Center number 4. Or rather, it was. The government that set it up no longer exists. It has been overthrown by the Revolutionary Army, of which I'm a member. We had to shoot our way in here, and there's fighting still going on. We'd have used atomics in the place, only we knew all you people were inside. Do you understand?
Yes, most of it.
Good. I think you and your friends are going to be all right. Just try and keep calm.
Then we weren't in space at all?
No.
Why did they want us to believe we were?
We don't know yet.
And how did they do it? Make us think we were in space when we weren't.
Oh, some sort of deep-level hypnosis, it seems. Probably renewed at regular intervals. Plus trick apparatus of various kinds. We're still working on that. Now, look, I think that's enough questions for the moment. The best thing for you to do is to sit down and rest.
Thank you. What's hypnosis?
Oh, of course, they'd have removed knowledge of that sort of thing. Well, it'll all be explained to you later.
Jim?
Huh?
Come and have a look at this, will you? I can't make much of it.
Is this the right file?
Must be. The numbers correspond. Here's the last complete entry made sometime this morning. Removal of Bruno 5 and substitution of Bruno 6 effective, together with memory adjustment of other three subjects. Memo to Preparation Center. Avoid repetition of Bruno 5. Personality type with strong curiosity drive. Started catching on to the setup, eh?
Yeah.
Wonder what they did with him.
Well, there's that psycho hospital across the way. They're still investigating. Perhaps it's in there.
With Bruno's 1-4, no doubt. Now, never mind that for a moment. Now, procedures. Penultimate phase. Removal of all basic competence by following means. Severance of outside communication, total denial of any possible change, inculcation of uniqueness syndrome, immediate environment to be invaded by harmful or noxious forms of life, thus attacking and throwing into chaotic doubt the defense mechanism, whereby hostile stimuli are explained as illusions. Unknowable crisis in prospect, removal of food and drink. I can understand that last bit anyway. They don't look starved or thirsty, though.
Ah, that was only this morning, remember?
Yes, well, we'll get them fed soon. All this still beats me, James. Reactions. Little change. Responses poor. Accelerating impoverishment of emotional life and its vocabulary. Prognosis? Further affective deterioration. Catatonic apathy. Failure of experiment. Oh, that's a comfort anyway. But what has all this to do with fear elimination?
Perhaps that log of theirs will help. We'll better put it.
All right, give him a hand. Make a bit of room there. Over here, Mr. Douglas. Shift that stuff. Easy with them now.
Get us some more blankets, will you, Sergeant?
Well, I'll see what I can do, sir.
This must be the lot from the tank.
Yeah, they look pretty bad, don't they? Damn, I knew it was going to be risky. They should have been left where they were.
My orders were to get everybody out. Well, Douglas, how are they doing?
Oh, with a look, they'll all be okay, except this one.
Well, he's had it, has he?
Shocked, I'm afraid. There was nothing we could do.
May I look, please?
Bring my head, but I can tell you it's no use.
He's not breathing. What's the matter with him?
Matter with him? Well, you can die of shock, you know.
I can do what?
You can die of shock.
Ah!
Oh, my God.
All right, I've got her. You, give the captain a hand.
Put her down there. I'll give her another 70. No, it's no use trying to straighten her out. She'll stay curled up like that for a long time. Traumatic shock.
Good morning. What is your name?
Good morning, Doctor. I haven't really got a name. At least, I haven't found out what it is yet. The details are in here.
Thank you. Oh, yes, I remember. Fear elimination, the space capsule. You must be Bruno 5. How do you feel?
A little bewildered.
That's to be expected. You were luckier than the others, being removed from the experiment and given some reorientation therapy before our people came bursting in and broke everything up.
Oh, yes, I've a lot to be thankful for. Doctor, I believe you have my three fellow ex-guinea pigs under your care here. I've come to inquire after them.
Of course. Excuse me. I want the files on Clovis 1, Leah 3, and Mari 7, please. Remarkable fellow, that Clovis one of yours. Great stability plus lack of curiosity. Sailed through the whole experiment, 14 months of it. Last I heard, he was coming round splendidly. You know, these experiments did establish some fascinating things in spite of their ruthlessness. I hear unofficially that there's talk of getting some of them going again in a modified form, naturally.
Naturally?
I'm not in favour of it myself.
Good.
But thank you very much. Yes, here we are. Clovis 1. Standard recovery level in an estimated 10 days. Magnificent. Leah 3, progress maintained towards standard recovery level. Satisfactory. Mary 7.
What is it, Doctor? It's really her I'm most interested in.
No change, complete withdrawal. Very sad, sensitive type. It didn't help that she was confronted by the actual fact of death while only under light sedation. If she'd been in the experiment longer than her 33 days...
That's the same period that I spent there.
Yes, the two of you seem to have been substituted about the same time.
I'm glad to hear that. Can I see her?
Certainly, but you're most unlikely to be able to do her any good.
Might I do her harm?
No, no, that's out of the question.
Then I'd like to see her.
Very well, I'll take you along myself. Tell me, I don't want to distress you, but what was it like in that capsule?
I can't remember much about it.
No, of course. Say that your, what was the phrase in your file? That your emotional life and its vocabulary became impoverished?
Oh, yes, I think so. Everything was a bit grey.
What precise connection, I wonder?
Ah. I imagine it's just that when you cut out death, you cut out not only the other fears, but nearly everything of importance. And when you haven't got the emotions, you haven't got the words that go with them either.
Fascinating. She's in here. All right, nurse, you can leave us with the patient. Well, there she is. She's been in that position ever since she came here. It's known as the fetal position, symbolizing a return to the womb. Interesting that at the time she adopted it, she can't have known anything about being born. Funny thing, you know. Now, if you can stir her at all, get her to react, say something, anything, it'll mean she's got a chance. As I said, it's most unlikely you'll succeed. She's had everything. Drugs, hypnotherapy, shock treatment. Anyway, it's worth a try, isn't it?
Yes. I'll have to be alone with her, Doctor.
Oh, well. Press the bell if you want anything. I'll be in my office. Good luck.
Myrie? It's Bruno. Bruno. You remember Myrie? In the capsule? In the space station? With Clovis and Lear? Open your eyes, Myrie. Straighten your body. Come out of there, please. Myrie. I know you remember me. It's Bruno. The one who used to talk to you about thinking. And about patterns. Thinking and patterns, you remember. Open your eyes, Myrie. It's Bruno. Please, Myrie. I love you.
Bruno? Love? That's strange.
That was Something Strange by Kingsley Amis, a radio play based on his own short story of that name. This was the cast. Bruno 5, Noel Johnson. Bruno 6, Frank Duncan. Clovis, Gerard Green. Leah, Olive Gregg. Mari, Neris Hughes. Alan, David Garth. Doctor, Joan Matheson, and Not As Advertised. Other voices were played by Tom Watson, Brian Wilde, members of the cast, and of the BBC Repertory Company.